from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Timmons, born, raised, and educated Corey LePage expects to be acclaimed next month as the NDP candidate for the Timmins riding in the next provincial election. LePage has a Bachelor of Business Administration degree from Université de Hearst and is a financial advisor at Caisse Alliance. He says he's been a New Democrat since before he could vote.
I'm 24 years old now, so I've been supporting the NDP for several years because I truly believe in its core values. Things like access to health care, affordable housing, and supporting our working class.
LePage says it's time for a new generation of leadership with fresh ideas and perspectives. The nomination meeting is on January 16th. Party leader Marit Stiles is expected to attend. Two records that were set in Timmins on Saturday are records that no one wanted to set. The Schumacher Lions Club topped the 500 mark in terms of $150 grocery vouchers distributed by the Stan Fowler Santa Claus Fund. That record was made possible by a record of more than $102,000 raised during the Country 93.1 Radiothon earlier this month. The previous high mark for money raised was last year's $93,000. The vouchers can't be applied to alcohol or tobacco and are valid at any grocery store in Timmins except Walmart. That business opted out a few years ago. The former Agrium phosphate mine west of Kapuskasing has a new owner. A story from the Canadian Cattleman magazine website reports that British Columbia-based Infracon Construction bought the site and plans to invest what it calls serious money into it. The acquisition also includes a processing plant in Matheson. The mine closed in 2013. But Avalon Advanced Minerals, a junior mining company, had made an inquiry about buying the location 2 years ago. In July of last year, Avalon ended discussions with Agrium. The new subsidiary company, Cap Minerals, will be headed up by Infracon CEO Jeff Hempson. We wrap up our local history series on traditional Christmas foods brought to Timmins from around the world with a stop in northern Italy for some panettone. Local historian Karen Bachman says just like French champagne, there are very strict rules about what goes into the bread like cake.
A native panettone must be composed of no less than 20% candied fruit, 16% butter, and eggs that are at least 4% yolk. So I want to be the person that goes around and tests these things to make sure that everybody is following that law.
After a well-deserved holiday break, Karen will be back after New Year's with more local history stories.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.